This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When you go back to the speech, you know, people have talked about if it was divisive. It wasn't divisive.
Let's take a closer look, shall we?
MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger. MAGA forces are determined. Take this country backwards.
I don't think you like me.
True.
And you know what?
I like everybody. I'm a people person. I like everybody.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
It's never fun to get a taste of your own medicine.
I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from, like, California. They're so worried about Florida, they can't even keep the power on in California.
Boom. Roasted.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There won't be much on TV on the cable newscast tonight except for Queen Elizabeth's death at the age of 96. But there's amazing footage of Steve Bannon today. He was indicted by a New York State grand jury charged with basically stealing money for building the wall in Texas. And, you know, I don't know the details of that case, but, you know, they perp walked him today to make the point that they can do it. You know, I saw that picture. He's 68 years old. He's a Naval Academy vet. He's a multimillionaire. Was he really a flight risk? They allowed him to turn himself in, but then when they got him inside, they handcuffed him behind his back, not in the front, behind his back. But it was purely a political arrest, like, you know, dragging Peter Navarro off the plane, basically, at the Washington airport, even though he lives around a corner from the FBI building. And then they threw Peter Navarro into the cell where they held John Hinckley after he shot Ronald Reagan. I mean, this is just banana republic stuff. And they don't care. They don't care. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Yeah, they told Biden that Queen had died, and he said he didn't even know the band was sick.
I know. Someone texted earlier. He sent a note of condolences to the family of Freddie Mercury.
Well, Howie, the Queen's dead. Now you get to use that great English accent of yours.
I'll lay off it today. Maybe tomorrow we'll have some Cockney accents. You know, that's another thing, by the way, that's being affected by this energy crisis in Europe. They say that all the pubs are going to shut down. I mean, they got hammered, literally, by the COVID nonsense for the last 2 years, but they were just coming around, and now they're going to be shut down probably because of the energy crises that is totally man-made and politically made by the green energy movement and now by the war in Ukraine.
What's the matter? They can't keep the beer any colder than 48 degrees now?
Well, you know, Taylor had a good point during one of the breaks. If you have to turn down the thermostat or go to jail in Switzerland, what about refrigerators? I mean, how cold does a refrigerator
Ours
need to be?
Ours is set to 36.
How cold does your beer need to be?
Can you bake over 350?
That's another good point.
Can you only microwave things for 45 seconds?
Right. And do you have to start now microwaving on the thawing level?
You can only grill 4 hot dogs at a time.
Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149 a night during weekends, on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. And we had a Cheap Bastard deal earlier in the day. It's all sold out, but you can still get gift certificates on our Cheap Bastard deal to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans, which is right down the road from the Nauset Beach Inn. That's $50 for just $25. It's a great place to eat if you're in the Orleans, Cape Cod National Seashore area.
Memphis, Tennessee has been under attack by white supremacists.
Long distance information, get me Memphis, Tennessee. It's an old Chuck Berry song. It's not really a Graceland type of place anymore, is it? I don't think Elvis would still be living there if he were still living.
So now England has a king, a queen, and as soon as Air Force One touches down, they will have a Joker.
I wonder if he'll be able to control his flatulence now that Camilla is the new queen consort. I'm sorry, I got to get used to this word, consort. Not a word I use very often in my daily existence.
Joe Biden here. Where is here? Am I here? Who am I? Who are you? What's going on?
Well, he said he's the senator. And he's also said he's the congressman. He was the congressman, even though he never served in the U.S. House of Representatives. So, yeah, he doesn't. And he said, I'm Jill Biden. And he's identified his sister as his wife, and I think vice versa. So he's kind of confused. So, by the way, 781 says a reporter asked at the press conference in Las Vegas if it was Donald Trump's fault, the murder, for insulting journalists. I think he's kidding. But it's not beyond the realm of possibility that that question would be asked at a press conference, at least in Washington, maybe not in Nevada, but in Washington, D.C., they actually might pose that question. Is there anything Donald Trump can't do convincing a Democrat, hack, corrupt elected official to stab a journalist to death?
Yes, hello. I'm wondering if it's too soon and insensitive to ask for the iPod back from the Queen. Just asking for a friend.
Is he referring to Obama? Didn't Obama give her something like that? I thought it was a CD. A CD, I think it was, right? Yeah.
Here's my mixtape. You'll love it.
And there was a look of perplexity.
Where are the grooves on this 45?
Are you related to Duke Ellington or Count Basie, some of my fellow royalties, royalists?
September 8th, 2022, the day Queen Elizabeth enrolled as a Democrat voter in the United States.
Well put. And also Bernard Shaw. We don't know his party affiliation, but it's now that he's shed his mortal coil, he is a Democrat. You are absolutely correct.
Paul Poitowicz Pelosi calling. What's the big fuss about blackouts in California? I black out every night.
Wonder if Nancy Pelosi will be flying to the funeral. Paul can go to some of those nice pubs that will soon be shutting down forever.
Hey, Howie, it cost me $3 less to fill my tank this week. I'm really enjoying this Putin price drop.
Yeah. How come nobody at the White House, you know, credits Vladimir Putin for the amazing price drop? You know, it's the price now is only twice as high, not 2.5 or 3 times as high as when Donald Trump was president.
Putin's price Reich.
We once had a president called Plugs who was obsessed with prescription jugs. What he should have done was made sure his son, didn't become obsessed with illegal drugs.
Every time I see a Republican being perp-walked, like Bannon today in New York State, I just think, when is Hunter Biden going to be perp-walked? And I know the answer is never.
Merrick Garland said the Department of Justice will charge Barron Trump as an adult for loitering in his room at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. The kid is in high school. Goes to an elite private school in Fort Lauderdale. And they rummage through his drawers. Wonder if they were looking for National Geographics. I know I'm dating myself again.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave your message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd like to hear a second chump line with brand new messages, we have Chopped Chumps. That's where we use the messages we didn't use just now. Chopped Chumps is posted every evening, weekdays, around 7 p.m. Chopped Chumps. It's the second chump line of the day. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
September 8th, 2022, the day Queen Elizabeth enrolled as a Democrat voter in the United States.
Yes, and she received 17 absentee ballots already from 17 different states. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the finest moment of Bernard Shaw's journalistic career? Reporting on shock and awe in Baghdad or asking Dukakis the kiddie rape and murder question?
I'm voting for the kiddie rape and murder question.
78% say the kiddie rape and murder question.
All right. 844-500-4242. Speaking of CNN, there was a funny item today in Politico, a Democratic organ online. The rift between Biden and CNN. One person with knowledge of the situation said that White House officials are irked by the negative coverage of President Joe Biden's speech last week in Philadelphia, decrying the threats to American democracy. The White House has been frustrated by some of the network's programming and talent decisions under new network chief Chris Licht. That's a great name for a CNN executive, isn't it? Licht. But he's fired Brian Stelter, Jeffrey Toobin, and now John Harwood, who's just a really despicable, disgraceful hack, second-generation hack. When CNN White House correspondent John Harwood announced he was leaving the network long before his contract was up. It was noticeable how quickly Ron Klain, that's the chief of staff for Brandon, blasted out a number of tweets praising Harwood. Of course he did. Among those included a tweet that criticized Licht by name. Klain also reported resistance media personalities Rick Wilson's tweet describing CNN as Diet Fox after anchor Poppy Parlow asked press secretary KJP whether Biden would apologize for calling Republicans semi-fascists. So wait a second. Klain retweeted something from Rick Wilson. And let's go back to the cut on MSNBC from Rick Wilson just the other day, probably yesterday, 23.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
So think of this if Donald Trump were president. Trump's White House chief of staff retweets something by a member of Pedo Project who called for murder of former Democrat president. But as it is, this is probably the only mention you'll see of Rick Wilson tweeting out that he wants to see a bullet in Trump's head, and Ron Klain is retweeting a different tweet of his. 844-500-4242. This was a funny story in the mainstream media. The New York Times, Democrats fret as Stacey Abrams struggles in Georgia governor's race. By the way, the Babylon Bee, after the death of Queen Elizabeth, came out with a satirical headline saying that Stacey Abrams has announced that she will be the next Queen of England. Again, there's humor has to have a certain amount of truth.
Ha,
in it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Georgia Democrats have grown increasingly pessimistic about Stacey Abrams' chances of ousting Governor Brian Kemp. Particularly worrying signs alarmed Democrats. But they've come up with the diagnosis of what the problem is. Ms. Abrams is a black woman contending with sexist stereotypes. Progressive Democrats attribute her polling deficiencies to just plain sexism. Her struggles are more rooted in sexism than in any strategic misstep. It can't possibly be her own fault, can it? 844-500-4242. Try not to what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party. The late mayor of Hyattsville, Maryland, who took his own life in January, Kevin Scooter Ward, is now being accused of having embezzled $2.2 million from the city of Washington's largest charter school operator. This is in the DCist. I don't see, he served in Hyattsville as the city's second black and first openly gay mayor. You know, so they mentioned that he's gay and he's black and he's an embezzler. Do you know the word they don't use to describe the late mayor Kevin Scooter Ward?
What?
Taylor? It starts with a D and it ends with a T. He's a Democrat.
Oh.
He was a Democrat.
That's the same way, the same word they forgot in those other stories about that guy.
About the murderer in Clark County, Nevada. Yeah, why do they always forget to mention the party affiliation, or they bury it? In this case, they didn't mention it at all.
Maybe they believe it's just assumed.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
God bless Queen Elizabeth and all that, but I'm so happy that there's an NFL regular season football game to watch tonight on television.
Who's playing?
The Rams and the Bills. It's, you know, they always pick the two teams, I think those were the two teams in the Super Bowl last year. Or no, maybe the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl. But anyway, it's two of the best teams in the league, the Bills and the Rams. And that's the game. It's on NBC. I'm sure there'll be a tribute to Queen Elizabeth. And again, we all loved Queen Elizabeth, or most of us loved Queen Elizabeth. And she was the embodiment of the stiff upper lip. They're not making too many stiff upper lips either in the UK or the US or any other damn place these days, but she wasn't a bad person. She was a good person, I think. But anyway, I'm glad I don't have to listen to all this nonsense, these endless tributes it's going to be 10 days.
She deserves them, doesn't she?
I'm happy that they'll be on all the TV channels. I'm just glad for counter programming, as they used to say.
The Mar-a-Lago story gets a rest tonight.
Not really. No, the Mar-a-Lago story never gets a rest. You know, Queen Elizabeth died, and then they filed that motion that they're going to appeal. The DOJ is going to appeal the case because they've already looked at all the classified documents, but the nation, not only the DOJ, but the nation as a whole would suffer irreparable harm. Their phrase, irreparable harm, if they don't get to keep the documents, and if a special master is allowed to look through them. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We have a new columnist on the website, HowieCarrShow.com, Emma Foley. She just graduated from Boston College. She's got a great column up about Mara Healy, and she'll be writing all the time. Check out her first work tonight. It's right at the on the homepage, Emma Foley on Mara Healy. And while you're there, you can buy gift certificates to the Barley Neck Inn. We have $50 gift certificates for $25. It's a great deal down in Orleans, Massachusetts, right near the Nauset Beach Inn, the gift certificates of which we are sold out of. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hey, Howie, I was watching the news with this murder in Las Vegas, and one of the reporters actually asked the police if they thought it was Donald Trump's fault.
So that wasn't a joke. So, Jane, that wasn't a joke. That really happened.
It really happened. I watched, and the police kind of just laughed and smirked. And I mean, it was really, really an incredible thing to listen to.
We gotta find that. I mean, you talk about, this is another example of Trump derangement syndrome that you never could have imagined would happen, isn't it, Jane?
Absolutely. These people are nuts. Just nuts.
So I'm sure this guy, Tellus was his name, I'm sure he despised Donald Trump, and they've got pictures of him, you know, at all these Democrat protests, and I'm sure his social media is full of hatred for Donald Trump. But so now that this Democrat, deranged Democrat, has murdered an investigative reporter, they're going to try to blame it on Donald Trump. Is there anything Donald Trump can't do, Jane? I don't think there is.
Yeah, he's omniscient.
He caused the drought all summer long, and then a couple of days ago, he caused the flash floods that busted up the drought. You know?
Well, he's certainly causing mental illness in these people.
Yes. Yes, he is, Jane. He is living rent-free in their head. I'd like to know what outlet the person who asked that question came from. If that was like a national MSNBC or CNN reporter, or is that some local yokel from the network affiliates in Vegas. 844-500-4242, 978. I just read Emma's article. Very good. Yeah, check it out. You know, like to see a lot of hits on that story just to, you know, make her feel good, like she's doing a good job, which she is doing a good job. So check it out, and there'll be more from her all the time. 844-500-4242. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yes, Debbie, longtime listener, love your show, great messages you put out. But anyways, for years, Argentina has powered their cars by hydrogen. And it's easy to convert the gas cars to hydrogen. And why not change out the gas stations with a hydrogen filling unit?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know how that would work. 844-500-4242. I know that this charging thing isn't working that well because the stations are actually being vandalized. They have all these minerals, especially copper wiring in them. And the copper wiring has become more and more valuable. So people just go in on off hours and they just tear up the stations. I've read stories saying that on some of these highways, I don't know if it was the Mass Pike or some other toll road, that a quarter to a third of the charging stations had been vandalized. So, you know, how would you like to be, you know, out on a cold January day and you have to pull in to charge your battery and there's nobody there, or there's a line to charge? I mean, it takes a lot longer to charge a battery than it does to fill up your car with gasoline. I mean, a gasoline line is frustrating enough. I know from unfortunate experience back in the 70s and early 80s. But I can only imagine how bad it would be if every car has to take a couple of hours to recharge. 844-500-4242. We've talked about the fact that the Army is having problems with enlistments. Traditionally, they have problems because the Army's larger than the other branches of the service. But this year, they're expected to reach barely 50% of the recruiting target. Just barely 50%. But, you know, those are for enlisted men. But even the people who want to go to the academies, the elite service academies, West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, that's down sharply this year. The Air Force Academy is down 28% in applications. West Point, down 10%. This is U.S. Naval Academy is down 20% this year in applications. And it's even worse. I mean, no one wants to go. They're blaming it on COVID. Again, it's like COVID is like Donald Trump, Taylor. Is there anything COVID can't do? Any problem you've got, you can blame it on COVID. They're also blaming the energy situation on COVID. But they're saying now that COVID has made it a pandemic. This is a memo. This is a memo from the Pentagon. Pandemic-driven restraints like virtual learning have limited access to the recruiting population in high schools and exacerbated a decline in academic and physical fitness levels. But I thought Fauci said no kid had been adversely affected by all these insane lockdowns. I guess the Pentagon disagrees. Remote schooling may have lowered the scores for the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery, the test recruits take before entering the military, by as much as 9%. 9%, Army officials said. So it's the same kind of numbers that are being recorded by the Department of Education on the standardized testing scores for elementary school students. It's been a disaster across the board. Meanwhile, with all the wokeness and the white supremacy witch hunts and requiring racist CRT, critical race theory literature in the Navy, et cetera, the number of Americans who say they have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military has fallen from 70 to 45% in just the past 3 years. Who was president 3 years ago? Can't remember. I think it was someone who was encouraging the murder of journalists. Perhaps most troubling, according to the Reagan National Defense Survey, for recruitment in the all-volunteer force, only one-third of adults under the age of 30 have high confidence in the military, which is down 20 points since 2018. Who was president in 2018? I think it was the same guy that was president in 2019. 844-500-4242. 860 says, can we blame Trump for the outrageous and totally avoidable shortage of Dr. McGillicuddy's? I did not know Dr. McGillicuddy's had a shortage because I thought that state rep who used to drink them by the sleeve full, LaBeouf, excuse me, thank you, Sleepy LaBeouf. I thought he had stopped drinking. Maybe he's relapsed. A lot of these Solons who quit drinking after they get a bad ice cube tend to have relapses as the years go by, or the months go by in most cases. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years and, more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're looking around on the internet to see if we can find some sound of the reporter supposedly asking the cops in Vegas if Donald Trump is to blame for the murder of the investigative reporter by a Democrat politician. A Democrat politician who obviously hated Trump. They all do. But we haven't been able to find it yet. So if you know where that audio or video is, text it in to Howie at 617-213-1066. Howie 617-213-1066. Or you can call 844-500-4242 and tell Matt where we can find it, because I'd love to have that. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm a veteran of three submarines, okay?
Yes.
And recently in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article about the first woman appointed to be chief of the boat on a submarine, okay? I stay in touch with my former shipmates throughout the country, by the way. And they have sons that served in the submarine service, which at one point had the highest reenlistment rate in the Navy. They're bailing out like you wouldn't believe because of social engineering.
So it's not COVID. The Pentagon is saying it's COVID, Tom. I'm with you. My instincts tell me that nobody wants to put up with that kind of BS. I mean, if you're on a submarine, you have plenty of skills. You can convert outside as a civilian and make big money, and you don't have to put up with the nonsense.
Exactly. And they're bailing out. And here's the bad part, Howie. We've got billion-dollar submarines that cannot get underway because they don't have enough qualified crew.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, wow is right. That's scary.
Oh, thanks. I know it is. It's very scary. Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-5. And of course, and again, they're deflecting the blame towards anyone else. I'm surprised this story didn't have the Pentagon somehow blaming Donald Trump for the shortage of people willing to enlist, or even to go, again, to the elite military academies.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
You graduate from a service academy, and you put in your time, or 5 years, whatever it is, and the world is your oyster. I mean, people want to hire you, employers, because you've learned discipline. You have a skill set. You can read and write, and do math. for sure. And, you know, if people don't want to go to those schools, what does it tell you about the situation we're in? It's not a good sign at all. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Biden is going to have to make a speech about Queen Elizabeth. I'm guessing he won't get three sentences in before mentioning his dead son. Next, he'll regale us with memories of he and the Queen hiding in the London Underground station from Luftwaffe bombs during the Blitz. Yeah. I'm sure there are other moments, you know, fighting the Mau Maus in Kenya, or, you know, being with her and, you know, turning over the, putting the Raj out of business in India, and being with Mahatma Gandhi. You know, he's been with Nelson Mandela. Why doesn't he tell us about being with Mahatma Gandhi? He was around before Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. So was the Queen. So, you know, in his mind, probably all blends together. 844-500-4242. Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the illegal aliens coming to our country. Three Mexican brothers identified as part of an investigation into the shocking killing of a North Carolina sheriff's deputy were all in the country illegally. Alder Alfonso Marin Sotelo, 25, and Arturo Marin Sotelo, 29, have been charged with murder in the killing of Wake County, that's Raleigh, deputy Ned Byrd. Their younger brother, Rolando Marin Sotelo, 18, faces a weapons charge that has been, but has not been charged in connection with the deputy's killing. Rolando was arrested on August 16th and found evidence of marijuana use and dozens of rounds of 9mm ammunition in his car. They didn't encounter the middle brother until his arrest in connection with the death of Byrd. Alder did have a local citation in Chapel Hill last year for firearms possession. An illegal alien in Chapel Hill, where I went to college, is arrested for illegal possession of a firearm and nothing happens to him. The charge was dismissed after Alder failed to show up for court twice. So why didn't they issue a default warrant? So he doesn't show up twice. So if it were you or me who didn't show up for illegal possession of a firearm, they would issue a default warrant. And the next time we got pulled over, they would arrest us and take us out in handcuffs. And they might even put our name on the sheet so that they'd be looking for our vehicles. But this guy's an illegal alien. So they just, he didn't show up. He's an illegal alien. He's probably on welfare selling drugs. So let's just dismiss the charges and we'll bring him back in after he kills a deputy over in Raleigh. God, the anti-illegal alien group in North Carolina said the Sotelo brothers should never have been in America in the first place and should have had ICE detainers placed on them through the various programs when they were previously encountered by police. They were career criminals. They were career criminals, and they were being allowed to operate with impunity for reasons of political correctness. And the fact that the Democrats control the governor's mansion and want these illegal aliens voting for them and collecting welfare, and that's the reality of it. It's ridiculous. The guy was shot in his patrol car, and his canine partner, Sasha, was in his vehicle. So they shoot this guy in his car, and they leave the dog, and the dog is just probably whimpering when after these Mexican savages kill this deputy. Thank you. Thank you, Dementia Joe Biden. I'm Howie Carr.